Ngesikhathi sizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Siphathiswe Ndlovu efike South Africa eminyakeni esithupha edluleyo ezodinga amadlelo alihlaza impilo ebimnandi okwamagama. Ngeshwa ke kuthe umqatshi wakhe sebuyele elizweni lakhe ngo-2010 unkosazana Ndlovu wehluleka ukuthola umsebenzi kuze kube namhlanje. Okwamanje usehlala kwesinye isitezi esesiliwoba elingelamanzi lamagetsi. Impilo ke ethanda kuba lukhuni kule ndawo njengoba kumnyama chu kulesi sitezi. Nxa engena lokuphuma kulendawo uhlale lokwesabela ukuthi uzalwengulwa.
Sike sazama ukuyareport omunye ubhuti lana efuna ukusigwaza ngomenzi. Sithe sifika kuwo la amaphoyisa afika sitshela ukuthi bona bafuna ukuphutha ilife yabo in danger ngoba ifleti leli limnyama sokugcwela isigebengu. Ungcono sibuyele sihambe esiyekhulumisana laye.
Ngakona umhlangothi unkosazana Ethel Musonza laye wahlangana lokukhulu ongelamkhosi. Ubekhangelele kubeletha ekuqaleni kwa-2011. Uhlupho lwakhe ke yena luqale ngesikhathi sesiyabeletha kwenye iklinika eseHillbrow eJohannesburg. Okwaqala wahlaliswa ebhentshini okwamahola amathathu. Kuthe nxa umntwana eseziphumela bamthethisa besithi umfazi wesiwula. Lolu cuku lwaqhubeka kwaze kwabangela ukuthi umntwana azalwe sefile. Unkosazana Musonza wehlisa inyembezi nxa elandisa inhlamba ayethethiswa ngazo.
Babesebezokuthethisa after bekuthukile. Nibuye eZimbabwe nizozala la. Niyazala ninamaZimbabwe. Anikhathali uzala. IHebrew General iWest kuna onke ilandelwa neAlbert Street. Albert nayo inenkinga yokuphatha abantu bangaboni. Bayorejista pha for iziso. Ababafuni babaneglitter.
Omunye wesifazane weZimbabwe unkosazana Rumbidzai Gunde yena uthi ngompalakazi nyakenye wamiswa ngamapholisa ahamba ngenyawo ngesikhathi siyadinga umsebenzi. Njengoba ke engelancwadi ezimvumela ukuba kwele South Africa ngokusemthethweni, elinye ipholisa lesilisa lathi akhethe phakathi kokubili ukumabela ucansi kumbe ukubhadala imali esifumbathiso engama300 amarandi. Uhlupho lwakhe ke yena lwaqala ngemva kokwala ukwenza kokubili lokhu.
They say let's go. I go with them. We passed through many police stations. They didn't enter with me. We just passed until we were saying, I'm tired. Just phone the van for me to go to my country. And they say, go. But I was very tired. I told them my legs are not fine. I'm not feeling well. They say, go.
Loba abesifazane beZimbabwe laba behlangana lezinhlupho lezinye. Bathi sebezimisele ukuziqeda du. Ekupheleni komnyaka ka-2012. Abesifazane beZimbabwe ndawonye lapho swabo kwele South Africa baqube umhlangano lapho abebexumanisa khona ezokupheka lezokucebisana ngendlela ezijeneyo zokulela amalungelo abo. Omela indaba zabesifazane uhlanganiswe Democracy Advocates Initiative unkosikazi Janet Mnakama uthi injongo yabo ngeyokuthi abesifazane beZimbabwe bamanyane lenhlanganiso zabakwele South Africa ezabasiza ekuliseni ungcindezelo. Act 4, Janet Text.
We have realized that yes, on paper and as part of South African policies, South Africa belongs to everybody who lives in it. But in practice, that is not so. Fortunately, we managed to mobilize progressive women groupings from South Africa so that when anything happens, at least we know that we've got support.
Kodwa umqondisi ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya uMnumzana Mkhusela Plan uthi imithetho yelizwe kayibandlululi abakwamanye amazwe. Umphathi ntambo ogatsha lwamapholisa uMnumzana Nathi Mthethwa yena ke uthi amapholisa asebenzisa amandla awo mahlayana azaphelele jele.
Any brutality by the police can never be condoned. We have said that people must not vulgarize brutality. They must just report it.
Njengoba ukhulumende kukhanya ekucele labesifazane beZimbabwe laba, bona ke bathi sebezimisele kulwisana lokuhlukunyezwa ababhekane lakho. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg, South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapho.